Don't scream. Don't move. You feel my nails digging into your neck. They're about as sharp as knives, you know. Walk with me. Match my pace. Back into this alley. Good boy. Now sit down. I'm not taking my nails off you. Go slow. And if you even think about running, I'll split you open and drink from your intestines. Hey, buddy! Aw, don't look so surprised. You haven't seen me without my hoodie and skin protection on much. But you know it's me. Why are you looking at me like that? You think I'm betraying you or something? Then I want you dead? Aw, the nails were just to get your attention. I think you'll find the truth is much, much. Much, much more pleasurable. Shh. Let me get behind you. And don't even think about trying to run away. I won't kill you, but I know how to make you stay nice and still. Vampire saliva causes paralysis, so your ears are about to feel nice, warm, and numb. I'm sorry I've had to kind of lure you here. I'm not really good at hitting on people. Let alone the guy I've had a crush on for the past few years. I've kept so, so many secrets from you. Like what? Like who and what I really am. No, you didn't mishear me a little bit ago. I am a vampire. A blood-sucking night monster. Did you really fall for the Nosferatu skin condition we've made up? Nosferatu is in the name, silly. Or maybe you always knew, and you just didn't want to believe it. You've always been so kind to me. Let me return the favor, and believe me, you're getting much more than just a hand job tonight. God, your cock is so nice. They say the nerdy ones always know how to fuck. I hope it's true. Sex isn't the only thing I'm gonna offer you, though. No, I'm gonna give you something you never knew you wanted. I'm kind of shocked you're this hard already. I thought you would have been more terrified of being dragged into an alley like this. I wonder if you're the type to get a little aroused when they're scared. I won't judge either way. You're such a cute little geek. I just want to eat you up. Aw, don't jump like that. I'm kidding. Mostly. Okay, fine. The only blood I really want right now is all that in your dick. But don't be shocked if you feel me nibbling on your ears a little bit. You smell so good. So, how does it feel, Nice and tingly? I felt you throbbing so hard. You're trying to hide those moans, but my hearing is much better than yours. Every time I go down to your base, I hear your breathing hitch a little. You can't resist this, can you? It makes me feel so happy. To know I'm making you feel good. Because you're special, obviously. You've seen me in lectures, you know what I mean. Nobody talks to me. Nobody wants to be my friend. Nobody. Except you. You had such funny taste in anime and visual novels. I knew I had to make you mine. I won't do anything without you saying you want it, though. You've been so quiet. So you must really want to be with me. Goodness, you're warming my cold heart so much. Look, I know you might be scared of saying yes to this, but if you want to be with me forever, there's one more thing I need you to do. This is what I was saying I'm offering you before. I'm going to have to change you. Into a vampire, obviously. It will make this feel even better. My cold hands will feel just as warm and wonderful as you want them to be. You'll live for hundreds of years and will never have to worry about anything except the sun. Just say yes, baby. Good. Now hold still. This will be painless. Goodness, I needed that. I haven't fed in months. Now relax. It won't hurt at all, but it will feel funny. Like you're going on some new drugs. Your body's already reacting. Do you feel it? Your heartbeat slows down. The heat slowly, slowly leaves your body. I never sired another vampire before. But I remember how it felt for me. It was just hunger when I was changed. Something harsh and violent. But this is love and lust. I want the first moments of your new life to only be filled with warmth and desire. Just let go. Melt into my arms. Let the change take over. It will be so wonderful for you to come the moment your fangs finish growing. I'm already looking forward to this life together. Not much is really gonna change between us. Outside of being boyfriend and girlfriend, of course. Our dinner menu is going to change a whole lot. Fuck, are you humping my hands a little? That's so fucking hot, baby. You're so desperate for me. I'm so wet. I just want to roll you over and make you come in my pussy. But I've got to have some restraint. We'll get to do all of that and more later. All night long. There we go. Keep grinding your hips into me. I think I'll give you permission. Come for me, baby. Cover my palms and give me a little snack to start our new life together. I wasn't kidding about the snack. Cum is a little less filling than blood for vampires. But food is food. God, you coated my hands. When was the last time you jacked off, huh? Well, you won't need your hand anymore when you've got a girl like me with you. And if you're worried at all about not being able to go in the the sun. Don't worry. It won't kill you instantly.
I'll go to the doctor my family goes to
and get you the same diagnosis I have. Plus, you've always been a night person, at least since I've known you. Now, how does dinner sound? I know a couple of places around here with some people that have rich, juicy blood. I think you deserve a taste of the best. And then we can go to my place and really have some fun. Get those pants on and let's go treat ourselves, my love.